Pardon me? I could. Yeah, I could make $10,000 a month doing this. But you have to take that this kind of thing very seriously and work at it. And well, like Julian Bond, I saw him on Tom Snyder the other night saying that 3 months out of the year he goes out for 90 straight days, and he probably makes about $5,000 a day at that. Now, I figure if I can make $2,000 a month at it, that pays for my cocaine. We keep a separate account for this. It's a very frivolous account. You know, I figure the money should be spent in the same way that came in. For no reason at all. You want to talk again? Well, go ahead. I have never met Trudeau. Every time he gets a chance to meet me, he gets sick. Yeah, it actually happens once a year at the normal parties, the annual normal convention in Washington. He sells cartoons, to raise money, and I'm the national strategist on the extremist side. I actually am on the advisory board, the national advisory board, which is eerie after being a criminal for 20 years to look down and see your name on the bottom of the stationery on the advisory board with all these the ex-director of the DEA and the same people who've been trying to lock you up for the last 18 of the last 20 years. You're now on the board of directors with for a bunch of dope addicts. It's wonderful. Trudeau is I'm not sure who's using whom in that situation. The only constant reaction I have to it is it's very strange to be a cartoon character. when you're trying to get around the world and still make a living and get by. And if you don't believe it, try it sometime, or even ask, or try to find somebody you can ask what it feels like. There ain't none around. It's a very strange thing to be. And it happens all over the world, in Perth, Australia, in Mystic, Connecticut, anywhere that goddamn comic strip constantly pops up. Waco, Texas. It robs me of a very valuable and kind of human part of my life, which is the kind of privacy you assume. Some people want to grow up and be firemen and some want to be president. Nobody wants to grow up and be a cartoon character. And there's no precedent. Nobody can tell you what it's, they don't teach courses on how to handle it. I might someday. I wondered about that. It's odd just to be never mind. Fuck, let's get on to something else.
You got a question?
Sounds like a voice on the floor. Who's talking? Would I? Or will I? Or what?
Will you ever run for an office again? Say in Aspen.
Right now, I would say no, unconditionally. I mean, an honest no. I got as close as I ever came to being insane, except maybe for last summer, was when I actually considered running for the Senate, from Colorado. I seriously thought about it. And I feel full of shame and grief to look back on that and realize that I was serious. Well, only for a while. My friend Gary taught me out of it, We flipped a coin. Who's talking? Wait a minute. Well, the same way I always did. I haven't changed my mind about Carter. What prompts you to ask that? We could never... Do you have any specific idea? No? I feel the same way I've ever since I first met the man. No? I've been on planes all day. What happened today? I got off in Chicago and I saw a wet ink headline that said Carter accused the oil companies of being war criminals and using the word rip off. That's wonderful. Look, he's as close to being on my side as anybody of those three who were possible at the time could be. And at the time that he was a serious candidate, was perceived as one all over the country, the choice was Humphrey, Ford, or Carter. Now, if the day I have to feel guilty about choosing Carter out of those three is the day I'm going to go, I'll leave the country and go somewhere else.
Hunter?
I still like the man. I'm not sure he likes me. He's scared of me. But hey, I'm scared of him in a way, too. It's a balance of terror. You know, it's just, how many people can actually deal with the White House on a straight-across balance of terror basis? I think it's an achievement.